Did you know that sunrise and sunset is different times in the same time zone? You're probably thinking, like, who cares? But the reason why, I don't know, maybe you knew, but I didn't know. Like, okay, so it's Father's Day, and I came to visit my parents in New Jersey. My mother knew, but it was a surprise for my father. And I always said, I don't know what it is about Jersey, but every time I come to Jersey, I get up earlier and I go to bed on time. Or if I don't go to bed on time, I get sleepy earlier. And I'm like, I don't know. I like feel so refreshed every time I come to Jersey. Like it's a different vibe, a different energy. So I thought, well, compared to Georgia, maybe because it's more fast paced, but I'm in Atlanta. So Atlanta is not that, I mean, it's southern, but Atlanta's pretty busy, right? Atlanta has about 6.7 million people just in Atlanta alone right now, which is crazy when you think about it. The city that I live in, I don't know how many people, but it's nowhere near that. Nowhere near. In the city of in New Jersey where I'm from. But I just thought it was just, I just kept on trying to figure out why is it that I have so much energy in Jersey and I wake up earlier and I just feel more rested, you know? And so this is what I was thinking. Okay, so I was thinking, well, because when you go to Jersey, you're on vacation. Well, I'm self-employed now. I'm an entrepreneur. So any day could be vacation for me, right? I could pack up and go any day that I want to go. So that's not the reason. And then I thought, well, when you were working, you were on vacation, like I just said, on vacation, less stress, no worries, blah, blah, blah. You don't have any responsibilities when you're on vacation. But that just wasn't it. Because I even think about when I went to a conference years ago in New York City. Well, actually, it was Jersey, but it was real close to New York. And, I had energy and drove from my parents' house in South Jersey to New York early in the morning to go to this conference. I didn't stay in the hotel and I did it in the morning. So it's like, what is it? Okay, so here's the thing. When I'm in Georgia, I go to bed late. Like, sometimes I don't fall asleep. It's like I can't go to sleep until about 2, 3 in the morning, something like that, 4 in the morning. And then, you know, if I set the alarm, I get up, but I'm like so dragging because I just went to sleep not too long ago, right? But I sleep real good in the morning in Georgia. And then it's like if I don't set the alarm in Georgia to wake up, I usually don't get up on my own until like 8:30. But here in Jersey, if I don't set the alarm, which I don't because I'm here on vacation or just relaxing, so I never set the alarm here, except when it's time for me to leave and I want to leave 3 in the morning. But here in Jersey, when I wake up in the morning on my own, I get up about like 5. Today was 5:30. Yesterday was 7. On my own, like bright eye, bushy tail, like up and ready to go. I was like, what in the world is going on? Like, I was trying to really, really figure it out. So I was wrecking my brain yesterday, just talking to one of my best friends in Philadelphia, and I was telling her, you know, I don't know where this energy, well, not, I'm not gonna say energy, but where I can get up so early here. But it's not like that in Georgia. Like, I'm like, what the heck? And then one of my other friends, before I tell you about my friend in Philadelphia, said, but one of my other friends in Connecticut said to me, well, maybe you should move to Jersey. And I'm like, man, I love Jersey. And if anything was to happen to my parents, I definitely would come back. But I don't want to live here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just don't want to live here. I don't mind visiting, but I don't really want to live here. Not that I don't love where I grew up, but I don't know. It's just something. I've been gone ever since I was, I went into the military early. I've been gone ever since I was 18 years old, you know. I'm 45 now, so I don't know. Something about returning back home and living here seems like I never left or something. I don't know. I don't know what's up with that. Have to do some research and figure out why I feel that way. But, I mean, I love where I'm from. My friends are here. But I have friends all over. I keep friends all the time. So, from all over the world, actually. I have friends all over the world. So, I don't know. But it's expensive in Jersey, too. And then the other thing about Jersey, not really more so the expensive part, but it's like, you get more bang for your buck in Georgia. Like, you can get a really nice home compared to Jersey. Like, I don't think Jersey even holds a house that's like $200,000. If it does, it's probably like real small. It's kind of funny, but so anyway, going back to the sunrise, sunset. My girlfriend in Philadelphia, I told her, I said, you know, I went on Google. Don't you just love Google? Went on Google and asked, when does the sun rise in Georgia compared to when does the sun rise in New Jersey? And the sun rises in Georgia around 6:25, something like that. But in Jersey, it rises like 5:15, 5:20. Like, it's a whole... a little over an hour difference. So I was like, okay, that's one clue. That's one reason why I get up earlier in Jersey. Then I figured it out. The second reason, other reason is that in my home, I have really dark curtains because the sun comes through in my bedroom. So I have really thick, dark, well, they're like burnt orange color, but the sunlight doesn't come through. It's like really good to keep the room dark. Because I figured if your room is dark, you should sleep well, right? But actually, it doesn't work for me. It works against me. I'm going to tell you why. Because in my parents' home, in my old bedroom, my mom has really light curtains where the sun, like you can see through them. And so I think, or I know, that that has an effect on me, meaning that subconsciously when you're sleeping, maybe you can feel the sun rise when, you know, your curtains are really light or you have no curtains. So that's another solution. When I get back, I'm going to have my blinds open, my mini blinds open, pull my curtains back, and that's how I'm going to sleep, and that's how I'm going to wake up. And I'm gonna see, and I'll have to revisit this. I'll do this again on the audio blog. So I'll have to see if it makes a difference. Do I actually get up earlier because of, you know, the curtains open or whatever? But those were the things that I said I was going to try to see if it helps me to get up earlier in Jersey. I mean, I'm in Georgia. So I'm looking forward to see if that works. So I don't know if you can hear the birds. I'm like, wow. You know, I haven't been up since 5, since the military. Like, seriously, like, I don't recall getting up 5 in the morning. I mean, like I said, if I'm traveling, I'll get up around 3-4 in the morning so I can hit the road for everybody else. But otherwise, other than that, just every day waking up at 5, that ain't happening. And I don't even know what it's like to get up that early. Like I said, you know, basic training in the military and all that good stuff, I got up that early. But man, you know how much you can get done in a day if you wake up like really early. You know, you can handle all those things like your emails, your social media, all the stuff where you don't have to like physically, that you don't have to physically see someone or you don't have to call someone. But like you can leave messages, emails, all that. Like knock that out 5 in the morning. Man, I tell you. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Sunrise, sunset, different times in the same time zone. Crazy, right? Who knew?